Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Congressional Democrats quietly cut money for charter schools in a recent budget proposal. Altogether, they cut $40 million. Not only would this damage charter schools, which have been proven successful alternatives for underperforming public schools, it also threatens the viability of enrollment of the 3 million students attending these schools. Many of charter school students come from non-white and low-income families, the very demographic that Democrats claim to care for. The bill also prohibits funds from charter schools who partner with for-profit entities for activities such as cafeteria services or special education services. But some public schools are doing this, so why punish charter schools? The Democratic proposal undermines the idea of choice, innovation, and ends up hurting communities who need the most help.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.